The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you like to make your NFL games a little bit more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby. Vegas, it is the Even Money Podcast. We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. You know me, Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, 5 teams, 7 years. Now I got a bunch of podcasts. Ross Tucker Football Podcast is daily. Fantasy Feast, College Draft Podcast, where Emory Hunt has been fantastic against the spread this year. And then a bunch of media gigs, calling NFL and college games for CBS and Westwood One Sports. You can check me out on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. Check out all of the social handles for social platforms for the podcast network at Ross Tucker Pod. I know a lot of you like to get the terrific spreadsheet of all of our bets each week, easily accessible if you become a patron. Patreon.com/RTMedia. Make sure you get signed up at the Tuckheads level. The star of the show is Steve Fezzik. He is the man, is the only 2-time winner of the Super Contest at the Westgate. You can and should follow him on social media at Fezzik Sports and only at Fezzik Sports. Love the huge YouTube audience we get every week. You guys can watch us as well. YouTube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Steve, there are no buys this week, so there's especially no time to dilly-dally in this 25-minute program we call the Even Money Podcast. Last week started on a Thursday night. We both took the under for the Jags and the Saints. I put 2 units on it. You put 1 unit on it. It was a best bet. Total was 39. Score was 31-24. We were way off. Just a bad, bad handicap. It is what it is. Lions, Ravens. I leaned Lions. I'm glad that's all it was. You leaned Lions as well. The Ravens annihilated the Detroit Lions. Patriots, Bills. You put 1 unit on the Patriots, Steve. You said sometimes the best bets are the ones you don't like to make. They won the game outright.
Yeah, and I should have bet more. Not a fluke at all. Pretty even in the stats, and got to be concerned about the Buffalo defensive injuries and a quarterback that's already banged up.
Browns, Colts. The Colts were getting 2. I took them up as a teaser leg up to 8. And in fact, 4 of my 5 teaser legs hit. I was wheeling and dealing teasers again last week, and the first 4 hit, and it looked like it was going to be another banner gigantic weekend, but the Dolphins let me down. Dolphins couldn't even cover 8 points. They lose by 2 touchdowns to the Eagles. They got a pick 6 and they lose by 2 touchdowns to the Eagles. The teaser legs that hit: the Giants +8, the Colts +8, the Falcons +8.5. The Seahawks down to -2. Steve, you went with me on Colts Giants. That was the best bet that won. You went with me on Seahawks Dolphins. That, unfortunately, was the best bet that lost because the Dolphins couldn't get it done. 4 out of the 5 teaser legs hit for me. So I ended up winning 4 units on the teasers. So it was still good to be wheeling and dealing those teasers. I mentioned Giants, Commanders. I mentioned Bucks, Falcons, Bears, Raiders. Bears were getting 3. They won 30-12. The only action we had there is you had a lean to the under, Steve. Somehow the Bears scored 30 points.
Yeah, you know, and if there was one theme from last week, it was like, who are these mediocre teams to be laying points? Who are the Raiders to be laying a field goal, right? Who are the you look at the Giants game. Who are the Washington football team to be laying 3 on the road? So when a mediocre team's laying 3 on the road to a bad team, take the bad team. Yes.
Yeah, I think that's well said, Steve. We'll keep it rolling with some of these other games that we got to. I mentioned a bunch of the teaser legs. We get to Steelers Rams. I leaned Steelers, and they covered. Cardinals, Seahawks, we had the Seahawks -2.5 in a teaser. They were able to cover even though they were -3 turnover ratio. Packers, Broncos, we had nothing. Chargers, Chiefs, you put 2 units on the under 49, Steve. It was 48. I mean, you want to talk about making sure you get the right number.
Well, you know, betting ahead of time is so important, and that's why we love that we're recording on Tuesdays. We used to record Wednesdays just to help you guys win more money.
I had the Chargers getting 5.5 points. Justin Herbert, when they were down 1 touchdown, elected to throw an interception inside the 10-yard line. So that didn't happen for me. Dolphins, Eagles, we already talked about. The Dolphins even I will say this. The Dolphins got screwed by the refs a couple times in that game. Otherwise, maybe it would have been a little bit closer. And then Vikings, Saints, we didn't have anything on the game. For the week, Steve, I was even. Put out 24 units, got 24 units back. I was even. You were up 2 units for the year. I'm still up 6 units. You are up 10.5 units. We were 1-2 on our best bets for the week. 1-1 on the teasers. 0-1 on the under in the Thursday night game. For the year, we are 9-13 on our best bets. The worst we've ever been on our best bets on this show. That's probably because the real best bet is Omaha Steaks. Absolutely delicious. At least here in Pennsylvania, fall is in the air. That means you're thinking leaves and beautiful down in Ohio this weekend. You also should be thinking about Omaha Steaks having you covered with 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. Get 50% off all your favorite tender, juicy, extra-age steaks like my favorite, their butcher's cut filet mignon. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop all your delicious favorites for half the price. Don't forget to enter code even at checkout for an extra $30 off. Hurry, because this sale is only for a limited time. Minimum purchase may apply. Steve, we move on. And Thursday night starts with the Bills and the Bucks. It's in Buffalo. Bills are laying 8.5, totals 42.
Of course, we've got concerns with the Buffalo Bills, and we've downgraded them. Russ, they're still going to win the game, though. So going to tease the Bills, 6-point teaser down to 2.5. Going to go all the way to Monday Night Football and take the Detroit Lions from -8 down to -2, a 2-unit 6-point teaser.
Yep, I am with you on that, my friend. That's a best bet because there's even some teaser legs I didn't take this week, Steve, that I normally would. But I'm wheeling and dealing like a fool this week, man. I mean, it's been good to me 3 weeks in a row. I'm not stopping now. I've got Buffalo down to -2.5 as well. I'm taking Pittsburgh up to 8.5. The Giants up to 8.5. The Titans up to 8.5. The Saints up to 7.5. The Chiefs down to 1.5. The Ravens down to 2.5. And as you referenced, Steve, the Detroit Lions -2. Grades our Australian sensation that does all of our grading. Yes, I will go through it as we go through the games, but I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 teaser legs this week. How many does that mean I have, Steve? How many teaser options?
So that's 8 factorial divided by 6 factorial times 2 factorial. A factorial means 6 factorial means 6 times 5 times 4 times 3 times 2. The nice thing is the 6 factorials cancel. So it's 8 times 7 divided by 2. You have 28 different plays. Suggestion, Ross, I think you should put one unit only on each one of these combos. You must agree, right?
Why?
Because you can't just suddenly bet 56 units on one week, because if you have a bad week, there'll be no coming back from it. You can't have a typical week where you bet 15 units and suddenly you bet 56 units. Think about that. We recommend like a percentage of bankroll. That's 56% of your bankroll. If you put 2 units, it's too much. Got to go only 1 unit.
All right. 1 unit. Steve's got the math. He's right. Sometimes I feel like you're like my dad or my mom. 1 unit on each of those teaser legs, grade. Just 1 unit for me. Let's get to the Eagles and the Commanders. Eagles are laying 6.5 on the road. Total's 43.5.
You know, I got to be honest. I'm going to break the rule. I'm only supposed to tease 7.5-point favorites, but the Eagles are going to win this game. And I'm not supposed to tease a road team, but I think this line's going to go up to 7, and I make it 8. So I'm going to do I'm going to break the rules. I'm only playing 1 unit. I'm going to tease the Eagles. I'm going to tease it Monday Night Football with the Detroit Lions.
Got it. I got nothing on the Eagles Commanders. For whatever reason, it feels like the Commanders play the Eagles really tough. So I got nothing there. Patriots and the Dolphins. Oh, I have a question for you, Steve. I teased the Bills down to -2.5. But I'm debating still taking the Bucs, getting the 8.5. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it can be profitable. You just need to have a game where you have confidence that a team's going to win, but not by margin. And I've certainly done that. It's A-OK. Yes.
All right. I'm only going to put 1 unit on it. I'll take the Bucs plus the 8.5 on Thursday Night Football for 1 unit. The Bills just don't look right. They just don't. I think they'll win the game, but I don't see them beating the Bucs by 2 scores. As for the Patriots, Dolphins are laying 9.5. Totals 47, Steve.
Got nothing on this game. I am passing.
Whew. Heavy lean for me to the Patriots. Heavy, heavy lean. They looked pretty good. And you know what? They played pretty well the last time against it. I'm putting a unit on the Patriots. 1 unit. Patriots getting the 9.5 is a lot of points. So 9.5 against the Dolphins. Dolphins are still a little beat up. Steelers, Jags. Steelers are getting 2.5 at home. Totals 42. Steelers, one of my teaser legs, up to 8.5.
Steelers are a fugazi. They're 4-2, but they're no good. You know what? If it had been cold in Pennsylvania, I would have faded the Florida team and teased Pittsburgh, but the weather looks like it's going to be fine for at least one more week. I'm passing the game.
The Rams are in Dallas to take on the Cowboys. Cowboys laying 6, totals 45.
I know we prefer to take the points, but I actually like Dallas in this game. Off of the bye, I'm going to lay Dallas -6, 1 unit.
I'm going to stay away from that one, but that would be my lean. I would lean to Dallas laying the 6 as well. I always lean to Labatt Blue because it is delicious. I highly recommend, maybe it's tonight while you're watching NLCS Game 7, or maybe you're watching some of the midweek college football, drink some Labatt Blue Lights like I do. Live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
How about the battle for New York, Steve? It's the Jets and the Giants. Total is a low 36.5, and the Jets are laying 2.5. They are the de facto road team.
Yeah, so I actually made the Jets like 3.25, so I have to lean to the Jets. I got to tell you, though, the Giants, this team that looked dead is playing hard, playing good football, and if you look back at it, if Tyrod Taylor hadn't just completely imploded in the red zone against Buffalo at the end of both halves, I think this line would be 2, so I'm going to go ahead and pass the game.
Yep, I like the Giants. They're a teaser leg for me, up to 8.5. I would be really surprised if the Jets won this game by 2 scores. Giants defense playing really well. Texans are laying 3 on the road against Carolina. Total's 43.5. Is this a mediocre team laying 3 on the road, Steve?
It is, and you've got the Carolina Panthers that are a winless team off of a bye. Now, historically, this has been a very profitable subset. The problem is that we got a mediocre team against the worst team in the NFL by margin. I have Carolina easily the worst team. My numbers make the game 4, pure power ratings. The spot is great for Carolina. I don't want to go against my power ratings. I pass.
Yeah, I can only lean to Carolina getting the 3 here. We'd probably take them if they were getting 3.5 in this one. The Atlanta Falcons are laying 2.5 on the road against the Titans, who just traded their safety, Kevin Byard. Titans are, in fact, one of my teaser legs, up to 8.5. Arthur Smith against his former boss, Mike Vrabel. This game's coming down to a field goal at the end. You can book that.
Yeah, I agree. I'm concerned about the Titans. I don't know who they're starting at quarterback, but you know what? All Atlanta does is play 1-score game. So I'll do a teaser, Titans plus 2.5. Let me put them in with Baltimore, minus 8.5. Instead of wheeling and dealing, I'm going to try to be under control a little bit with my teaser. So 2-unit teaser, Tennessee, Baltimore.
Saints, Colts. Colts are laying 1.5. Total's 43.5.
Yeah, so we'll go ahead and tease the Saints up from 1.5 to 7.5. I'll put one more teaser in with Buffalo. I'll tease them with the Bills as well.
That's another best bet because that, of course, is one of my combos. Basically any teaser that Steve puts in is a best bet because I've got it, but they're all for 1 unit for me. Yes, I've got the Saints up to 7.5 in this one. Vikings and Packers. Packers are laying 1 point. Total's 42.5.
Yeah, you know what? Wrong team's favored here. After that performance by Minnesota, good, and Green Bay bad. I make the line pick them, but I think Minnesota's going to close minus 1.5. And because of that, if I got a team that's going to close the favorite that's currently the dog, I have to play teasers. It has to be a 6.5-point teaser because I got to get up and above the 7. So 6.5-point teaser. I will take the Vikings to 7.5, and I'll play them with the Detroit Lions, my favorite teaser of the entire bunch. And let me put another teaser in with Baltimore.
Browns, Seahawks. The Browns are getting 3 points on the road. Total's 40.
Yeah, I'm going to pass this game. I do make it 3. Oh, no, excuse me. I make it 2. But I don't trust the Browns, and Seattle was minus 3 in turnovers and still covered. Quick note on all these teasers we're playing. I know we get feedback. Why are they playing so many teasers? Well, mathematically, these Wong teasers historically have been so good. And frankly, a lot of books don't offer 6-point teasers anymore at minus 120, but DraftKings does. And so DraftKings is a great book to be playing these teasers at.
As a reminder, every line we ever have, everything you hear on the show, it's all DraftKings lines, of course. Chiefs, and I would just lean to Cleveland. I don't pick games on Tuesday morning where I don't know who the starting quarterback is going to be Sunday. I just don't do that. I have a feeling it will not be Watson, but I don't know. What about the Broncos getting 7.5 against the Chiefs? The game is in Denver. Total's 46. I've already teased the Chiefs down to -1.5. I have a tough time picturing them losing this football game to Denver.
You know, I'm going to play one more teaser. I agree. Kansas City, I will tease them with Tennessee. So I'll do that for 2 units. That's another best bet. I'm going to play over also for a unit. So these teams just played 2 weeks ago. Remember, high wins, very low scoring game. But a lot of that was weather directed. So I think this will be a game we'll see much more scoring. I'll go over for 1 unit.
How about the game I'm going to be calling, Steve? I'll be in the booth with Chris Lewis for CBS. Really looking forward to it. My second NFL game this year. It'll be the Baltimore Ravens. Boy, oh boy, did they look good. Watch that tape already against the Detroit Lions. Against the Arizona Cardinals, who are so interesting, Steve. They don't have very many players that would start for other teams in the NFL. Like, you watch the Ravens and the Cardinals, there aren't that many guys for the Cardinals that would start for the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens are laying 8.5. I think they'll probably end up winning the game, but I don't know that they're going to perform as well as they did last week against the Lions. The Cardinals, they battle every week. Their coach, Gannon, has them playing well. That's why it's just a teaser leg for me to have the Ravens down to -2.5. The total's 43.5.
And this is a game where I certainly teased Baltimore, but I almost went with Arizona as well because of what you're saying. Again, I don't like to go against my power ratings. My power ratings make this game a 9-point differential. So that means I've got Baltimore 10.5 better. 1.5 for home field is the number I use. I don't go against my power ratings when I make my bets typically. So just a lean to Arizona.
My number one ranked team or number one ranked app for getting tickets, Game Time app. You can get into tonight's game, NLCS, Phillies, Diamondbacks, $233, $236. And here's why you do it on the Game Time app. The Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, you can literally, if you're watching us on YouTube, you can literally see what it looks like from the seat. I don't know how they have the technology to do that, but it's very cool. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code MONEY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply, so again, create an account and redeem code MONEY for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Let's get to the last three games, Steve. The Bengals and the Niners, one of the featured games. Niners laying 5.5, totals 46.
Yeah, so if ever there was a team in the NFL that needed a bye, it was the Bengals. So Bengals off of a bye with Burrow. Normally I upgrade a team 0.5 point. I upgraded the Bengals 1.5 coming off of that bye. Obviously, I got a downgrade. The Niners off of their loss last night. I had made the number 7. So off the downgrade, now I can only make the Niners 6, which pretty much is in line with what we're seeing right now. So just a lean to the 49ers that probably are going to bounce back. And as a former Bengal fan, Ross, the Niners, we have nightmares because we lost both of our Super Bowls in the 80s to Joe Montana.
Yeah, I got a unit on the Bengals, getting the 5.5. I don't like what I'm seeing from the Niners right now. We'll see if Trent Williams can come back. We know Deebo Samuel will not play. And how did the Niners defense just get lit up by the Bengals? I mean, by the Vikings offensively. Now they got Joe Burrow and the guys. In fact, I take that back. 2 units on the Bengals getting the 5.5 on the road I don't think the Niners lose three in a row, but I do think the Bengals are right there with them. What about Sunday Night Football? The Bears are getting 8.5 on the road against the Chargers, total 46.5.
Yes, so we have to tease the Chargers from 8.5 down to 2.5. I'm going to tease the Chargers with the Lions. You'll note a theme. I would be remiss not to throw the coaches under the bus at least once per week. Ross, so last night, end of the first half, there's not enough time for the Vikings to score. Just hold everybody at the line of scrimmage. Give up the 5 yards defensive holding, and you're going to be fine. Nope. And the Vikings hit the home run and get 7 points. Why don't teams just cheat within the rules and do more of that?
They should. I mean, you don't want to make it blatantly obvious, but you should be very aggressive. How about just not having a zero coverage and no safety help that a play like that can happen? Unbelievable. Really, really poor, to be kind, of the Niners. Probably ended up costing them the game. I kind of like the Bears in this game, Steve. I have no trust or faith in the Chargers. I like what I saw from Bajent. And I know it's just a one-game sample size. Chargers probably win the game, but I think the Bears cover the spread and keep this thing close. I'll put 2 units on the Bears, getting 8.5 points. Monday night, you've got the Raiders getting 8 on the road in Detroit. Totals 45. I guess I'm expecting Jimmy G back. The Lions are one of my teaser legs. The Lions have been in like 5 or 6 of your teaser legs, Steve.
Yeah, the Lions are my favorite teaser of them all. So I've loaded up. I think I had 4 teasers. We'll go ahead and have grades figure that all out. I did want to mention, I am not obviously a film guy or a scout, but I loved what I saw from Bajent and the Bears, the savviness of the game wasn't too big for him. It wasn't too fast for him. Just even little things like he's running down the field past the line of scrimmage and fakes the lateral, you know, faking out the defender. Things that, you know, most rookies just put their head down and get creamed. So I really like Bajent and what I saw. But lots of Lions teasers. You know what? When a good team gets rolled, and the Lions are a good team, that is a great spot to just bet them to get the win.
I'm tempted to take the Chargers as a teaser leg as well, but sometimes you get a new quarterback in there like this Bajent kid, and the guys just kind of believe and they play better, and I don't think they'll beat the Chargers, but it wouldn't like shock me if they did, because those guys believe, and the Chargers are just in a bad way right now. Anyway, hopefully we have another big week. Should be nice. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for tuning in to Even Money. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.